Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, California health officials are expressing concern and disappointment over the very low demand for COVID booster shots.
Only about 230,000 eligible Californians got booster shots of the Pfizer vaccine during the first week of October after the extra shots were approved. That's just over 20% of what was expected.
I'm definitely concerned. I'd like to see all eligible Californians get a booster shot.
UC Irvine public health expert Dr. Andrew Neumer.
There's a subset of people who were vaccinated for whom three shots is really what's needed. It's what was always probably going to be in the cards, except, you know, we didn't have the data yet.
With all three types of boosters now approved and available, officials are worried that if more people don't get them to increase their resistance, we could see another COVID surge this winter. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
First, it was the county, and now the city of Los Angeles is about to impose its new vaccine mandate, a rule that requires people to show proof they've been fully vaccinated to go into many businesses, although shop owners are the ones that have to enforce the mandate.
And they know their customers could very well push back. Still, even though the LA city mandate takes effect Monday, authorities won't start enforcing it until November 29th, so business owners have a few weeks to get up to speed. The LA county mandate went into effect on Thursday, but it only covers places like bars and nightclubs. The city mandate is much broader and covers everything from restaurants to shopping centers to gyms and salons. That means business owners may be forced to turn customers away. Sarah Wiltfong is with the LA County Business Federation.
To your point, exactly. Patrons who used to go to their favorite spot in LA City, it's not going to be hard for them to just go somewhere else.
And that could be very painful for business owners, especially those who've already struggled during the pandemic, but the fines could be painful as well, starting at $1,000. John Baird, KNX 1070.
And LA County supervisors among those expected to speak at a public hearing this morning regarding the potential placement of a convicted sexually violent predator in the Antelope Valley.
In a letter to the Orange County judge presiding over the matter, Supervisor Catherine Barger listed several reasons why the proposed placement of Lautis Roden in Lancaster is not appropriate. For one, he sexually assaulted five teenaged girls in multiple states, including California, three of them while he was on parole.
I believe that enough is enough as it relates to the sexually violent predators being released into the Antelope Valley.
Barger also noted in her letter that this is the second proposed placement of a sexually violent predator in the Antelope Valley in the past few months. Earlier this year, the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office fought to keep Roden from being placed in 29 Palms and was successful. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Small business is looking for more help as they try to bounce back from the pandemic and access loan money through a $100 million program. The California Rebuilding Fund is a mix of public, private, and nonprofit money. Carolina Martinez is CEO of Cameo, which is the state's microbusiness network. She tells KNX the interest rate is fixed at 4.25% for a 3 or 5 year term.
The fund offers loans up to $100,000. And it also includes some of the free business support and advice that small businesses need in addition to the capital.
Martinez says small businesses that have already received grants or other loans can still get a loan through this program. Business owners can visit caloanfund.org to learn more. It looks like the threat of big fines for the slow movement of cargo out of the port of Los Angeles is having the desired effect. Port Director Gene Soroka told the Harbor Commission that companies have recently speeded up their handling of cargo containers rather than risk those fines.
The number of containers that are moving out of the port that are relatively new, either landing 4 days ago or later, is moving out at a very high rate of speed. So it shows that our theory was correct. The cargo that needs to get to market is moving out fast.
There's been a huge backlog of cargo at the Port of LA for months, but starting this week, companies that let containers stay on docks longer than 9 days can face daily fines that could eventually run into thousands of dollars per container. But they won't actually be imposed until November 15th to give companies time to ramp up their operations. A Thanksgiving Day treat found on tables throughout California, especially Northern California, may be in short supply this year as fish and wildlife officials have delayed the opening of the Dungeness crab fishing season.
Normally, the season opens on November 15th in the coastal waters from just north of San Francisco to south of Monterey. Jordan Traverso, spokesperson for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, says this year some endangered species are right in the prime fishing zones.
That's due to the presence of humpback whales and leatherback sea turtles. And their potential for entanglement.
Crab pots and the lines that tether them to buoys pose the greatest threat to the animals, and with only less effective catching methods being legal, people who augment the turkey with Dungeness crab may have to forego crab legs, salad with crab topping, or cioppino because of short supplies of fresh crab and prices that could hit $30 a pound or more before Thanksgiving. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The situation's even more dire with the state's salmon. The salmon in the Sacramento River are dying off at alarming rates. State officials say just 2% of juvenile salmon in the river survived the summer because the water wasn't cool enough to sustain their eggs. The Chinook is already an endangered species, and the state's Department of Fish and Wildlife say they could disappear completely if drought conditions continue.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.